Good morning. Thank you, Kathy, for that beautiful prelude. Please rise as you are able so we can join together in the words of the call to worship. The voice of God resounds upon the water. The Son of God is named Beloved, and all who worship shout out glory. Ascribe to the Lord majesty and strength. Let us worship God in holy splendor. Please join us for singing of the hymn number 66, We Three Kings, but Mindy has directions for us. And because even though I've been retired for many, many years, the teacher in me has to tell you again, please listen carefully as Mindy gives you these directions.
Thank you, Maggie.
This is on.
Yeah,
there it is.
Okay, for this hymn, we're all going to sing verse 1. Men, I would like for you to sing verse 2. We all come in on the refrain every time. Men sing verse 2. Our trio is going to sing verse 3 for us, and we will all come in on the refrain. Then the women, you're going to sing verse 4. And then on the fifth verse, we're all going to sing. So everyone, the men, the trio, the women, everyone.
Storm of
You all deserve a gold star of wonder for following directions. God loves us and calls us by name. Knowing we are eternally forgiven and infinitely loved, let us boldly confess our sins before God. O Lord, we are precious in your sight, yet we often forget we are your beloved. We confess our love is fickle and inconstant. We follow selfish goals and deny our way of life to others and hurt your world. We are sorry and we ask you create in us a clean heart, strengthen our resolve, reconcile us to one another, and bless us with those. Amen. Beloved, this is the good news. God forgives your sins. Know you are pardoned and be at peace to love the Lord and serve the world in God's most holy name. Thanks to God. Assured of this gift, we are free to feel the peace that passes all understanding. Therefore, I say to you, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And please pass that peace by giving a nod or a wave to those around you. You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, in you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Amen. Today, we are looking at Luke 3, 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son and beloved. With you, I am well pleased.
It is well with my soul. Thank you, choir. Thank you. Over the holidays, I didn't think a lot, but I did think, and deeply, that is. And I realized that when I came back, the tree would not be up, and Epiphany would be over, and Christmas. Today is the last, well, it's not even really Christmas right now, it's the baptism of the Lord. Wow. Time flies. Time flies since the mid-70s, too, which is when, in my estimate, humble though it may be, one of the greatest Broadway musicals ever, A Chorus Line, hit the boards. And the whole story unfolds as dancers and singers audition for a new Broadway show. And as I read today's reading from Isaiah, I couldn't get one of the songs from that musical out of my head. Who am I anyway? Am I my resume? That is a picture of a person I don't know. What does he want of me? What should I try to be? So many faces all around, but here we go. Yeah, I know performing artists are often bubbles of anxiety, which that song depicts. And it's not so different from our artistic neighbors who have lost so much in Thursday night's fire. They too wonder if folks will like their works. And the only way artists will be able to put food on the table is if some director likes the person they see before them, or if you're an artist in paintings and things, someone purchases something from you. It isn't just the fancy footwork or soaring sounds being sung on pitch that those critics need to like. It's the person, him or herself. It's how the performer projects his personality to engage the attention of the casting team. Who am I? Who do they want me to be? Interviews are nerve-wracking enough for ordinary folks, but young artists, bearing their souls before those with the power to make or break their careers? Wow. Yes, though, all of us do face moments like this in life. Teachers often tell stories of a little boy or girl who has moved to town in the middle of the semester. They watched as he gazed out over the crowded cafeteria at lunch, wondering who he should try to sit with. What kind of personality will the kids at that table or that table want him to project? And will they allow him to sit with them? Notice I did not say welcome him. Kids at young ages can be brutal. Who am I? Who should I try to be? Then there's the soldier who's been in a war zone for an extended tour of duty. She has seen more than her fair share of horrors, too unimaginable to name. And now she's stepping off a plane that's brought her back to the United States. Will her family be able to accept her as she is now? For that matter, who is she to herself anymore? And consider parents whose last child has left home for the great wide world, be it a job in another town or post-secondary education. For 19 plus years, they've put their whole selves into raising their family, and now they're on their own again. Who are they to one another? Who are they to themselves? And lest we think these sorts of anxious moments are left just for those who are younger than us, remember your transition from gainful employment to restful retirement. Who are you now without that job to define yourself? Who am I? Am I my resume? You know, we might also be asking these questions about our society. Who are we anymore? We've experienced a great upheaval. All sorts of things have happened over the last few years. Not that things were ever really peachy keen and rolling along smoothly before March of 2020. But who are we as a nation? Who are we as a people who pledge allegiance to the flag? We might even be asking ourselves who we are as a congregation nowadays. We have a wonderful resume of past accomplishments. 41 years ago, y'all literally built this church from the ground up. Neighborhood families, as well as some from the far reaches of Greater Zanesville, packed the pews and Sunday school classrooms. Members reveled in potluck suppers and built habitat houses. And y'all supported many worthwhile charities in this county and around the globe. But as time has unfolded, this church, like most others, has become older. Young families are few and far between. We don't have the energy to swing habitat hammers. Gads, for a New Year's sermon, for a sermon after it is well with my soul, I am not bringing the well. I am not bringing the happy. These realities hurt our hearts. Hearing them raises our anxiety level, like young dancers who so want that job that they think about trying to be something, someone other than what they are. And yet, when I first read today's Isaiah passage, I found hope, found comfort. I found that it could be well with my soul. I even found a little happiness. And we all need to hear those words. So I invite you now to listen to God's words as spoken through Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God indeed. My old Testament professor used to call the middle section of Isaiah's chapters, of which this reading is part, the little book of comfort. Did you ever hear that, Dr. Herb? The little book of comfort. He's agreeing. Yep. And it is. Comforting, that is. Isaiah was writing to the Hebrew people who'd been sent away from their homes to live in exile in Babylon. They had been beaten up rather badly by that conquering nation. And anyone who was anyone was marched off, leaving just the lowliest of the lowly to keep the home fires burning. Those who had witnessed the devastation of war fires on their homes now lived by the willows of Babylonian rivers and had little hope left. The world they had known was absolutely gone. Most would not live to see their land again. They had to be asking the questions, who are we? Who are we now? Who are we to become? I worry about the future of our land, but I cannot imagine how the Hebrews must have felt living in such duress. And yet I ask the questions the ancient Israelites asked. Who are we now? Who are we to become? From the very first verse, this very passage gives us hope. God remembers who God created, Jacob, Israel. God remembers that they had walked through the waters of the Red Sea when escaping Egyptian enslavement. God remembers that desert bush that burned but was not consumed, and through which God and Moses talked together. And this same God now declares that Ethiopia and Seba and even Egypt are given in exchange for God's people, because this people, each of them, is precious in God's sight. Precious. Adored, cherished, beloved. Beloved as a grandmother loves her newborn granddaughter. See her rocking that little one in her arms in your mind. Nothing can separate them. They are bonded together in the glow of God's love light. That child is precious in the woman's sight, just as God's children are precious in God's sight. 2,500 years ago, and just as 2,000 years ago, Jesus, who heard the words, "You are my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And today, we are still God's precious children. We all realize that the child in the woman's arms is a new creation. But surprisingly, that child's existence also causes the woman to be recreated. I mean, isn't that what happens when we enter into a new relationship? We're recreated and always being recreated as the relationship flows and grows. Nothing remains as it was on the first day when we met that person. Nothing. And this is especially true of our relationship with God. All of life's journeys take people through green valleys and over rock-strewn mountains. Time and again, people ford through floods and face firestorms. The world changes and changes and changes. Yet here, God has promised God has promised these things shall not overwhelm God's children. God will always be with us. For God has already redeemed us, called us by name, and loves us fiercely. Like Jesus, the firstborn of creation, we too have been baptized in water. And through Jesus' faithful love, those who are baptized are assured of our redemption. Think about it. Every Sunday, we have a confession of who we are, confession of our sin. And then we hear words of assurance reminding us that God has redeemed us through Christ. Every Sunday. Wow. Like the grandmother and the granddaughter, there is nothing that can separate those who are within God's glowing circle of love from their Creator. God is not a casting critic. God truly loves us, no matter what image we project. The world around us will always bring hardships. From day to day, life changes. We can sit beneath the willows on banks of foreign rivers, rivers like the ones that have flooded places these days, and wistfully look back and remember when. We can dream of how wonderful it would be now, if only. But as God's beloved creation, who have been redeemed for good, and like that grandmother, as those who seek to grow in relationship with our Creator, our God, we are constantly being reformed. Every day, we are renewed through the love of the one who calls us precious. Precious. Who are we? Like Jacob and Israel, we are God's children. We may not recognize ourselves as the people we were back in the day. We may not swing hammers at this time in our congregation's life, but there are many, many ministries that we are being called to if we but listen for God's still small voice. There is no need to fear. No need to fear. God is calling us to be renewed each and every day, to remember our baptisms and rejoice. It is well with our souls, for we are God's precious children, made in God's image, formed and reformed in the light of God's love. And in love, we shall live. Alleluia. Amen.
Please join me in singing hymn number 481. Let's stand as we sing, I Believe in God the Father.
Maker of the earth and heavens, whom we glorify.
Let us affirm our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed, which can be found on page 14 in the hymn book. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into heaven. The third day he rose again from the dead. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
My friends, my brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's table. It is not a Presbyterian table. It is not our table. This is where all who believe in Christ may share in the feast our Lord has prepared with one another and with the communion of the saints. Therefore, let all God's children come from north and south and east and west to sit at table in the kingdom of God. May the God of glory be with you. People of God, offer your hearts to God. Sing songs of praise and joy, children of God. Let us pray. O voice of heaven, with the water of baptism reminding us of your love for us, we lift our praises to you. Before you breathed the word which tamed chaos, you named us your children, heirs of all the goodness you desired for us. You sang to us in Eden's fields, inviting us to glorify you forever. Yet we walked into the shadows of the world, leaving the songs behind us. You persisted in your hopes for us, knowing that where no life is anticipated, no hope is expected, no future is seen, it is in those barren and desolate places that you gather your children up to carry us into your kingdom. So with choirs of angels in every regions, with shepherds who caroled a homeless family, with those who came home singing from exile, we lift our voices in joy and in hope. Holy, 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 awesome voice of life and hope. All creation resounds with your wondrous love. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes to be baptized with water and the Spirit. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, bearer of grace and singer of truth. When we lost our voice to sin, you sent your word to teach us new songs of joy and praise. When our feet became muddy from playing in life's puddles, he stepped into the Jordan so that we might be cleansed of sin. When our ears were filled with the lies of the world, he spoke the truth of your everlasting hope to us. And when we were about to die, he came running to us, defeating sin and death, marking us as your own with the kiss of the Holy Spirit. As we remember Christ's baptism, as we recall his life and ministry, as we follow him through death into the resurrection of the new life, we proclaim that mystery we call faith. Baptized, Christ was called your beloved.
Dying, Christ was your heart broken for us. Risen to new life, Christ is the voice which shatters all our fears. Coming to gather us up, Christ will bring us home to you. Holy Spirit, fill us with the bread of forgiveness and the cup of hope. Flow through us like baptismal waters so we might become a river of reconciliation. Grant us your peace so we might carry this gift to the world. Set our hope on Christ so we might build such hope in our neighbors and communities. And when the river of time stops flowing, when we gather as one around your table, we will join our voices as your children singing to God, child in spirit, God in community, holy in one. O Creator God, you formed and made the waters of heaven and earth and formed us and called us into being, and we belong to you. On this dreary winter day, we have gathered in the glowing warmth of your love to worship you and to lift to you our prayers for the world around us. We pray for the nation. Guide the hearts and minds of those who live here away from desires to reshape the world through violence. Renew us all. Help those who disagree to seek middle ground, even when it seems there is none to be found. And draw our leaders into conversations that will bear fruit for the good of all who live upon these shores. Almighty God, reach out to strengthen the weak and support those who have fallen by the wayside, overburdened by hardships. We pray especially for those who've lost their workspace and materials, indeed the manner in which they've been earning their livelihoods, and ask that you lead them to a place where they can find their way to a new path that will lead each one to new opportunities and lives. O loving God, gently care for the aged or the ill of this community. Remind them that even on the coldest of days, they are not alone, for you are with them, looking to share your hope for their lives and warming their hearts with the joy of knowing you. O Lord, you formed each of us and reform us each day. In our baptisms, you promised to be with us when we pass through troubled waters and face fiery futures. As your children, we want to bear fruit in your name, so we humbly ask you to guide us to the ministry you would have us live into in this time and place. Bless the offerings which we have brought to you this day. Use them as ministry so that others may live in the light of your love. Help us to be the disciples Jesus called and then taught the words of the prayer that we now say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who have temptation, but deliver us from evil. And that is the kingdom and the power. According to Luke, on the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, ordinary bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which has been broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he later took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do so remembering me." Every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do so to proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take, eat, and drink of it, all of you. Now, my friends, in the quiet of this sanctuary, let us lift up our private prayers of thanksgiving and praise to God.
Sing hymn number 68, What Star Is This? With Beads of Red. Will you join me in this charge and blessing? When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. This is your charge. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, but go knowing that you do not go alone. For the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the community that is the Holy Spirit goes with you each and every day.
Amen and amen.